Lenten Journey, Day 39, Light and Salt. Throughout this Lenten season, we've been challenged to change in many ways. And in fact, we find that our Lord Jesus Christ is the author of that change, that he teaches us that there is a way back home. There is an opportunity to find that simplicity, that happiness, and that peace within. Jesus takes words of condemnation and turns them into words of salvation. It was the first man who heard those words, "Take and eat, this will make you like God." Jesus takes those same words and gives us words of salvation. "Take and eat, this will make you like God. For this is my body and this is my blood." Jesus is the one who transforms us. And in Christ we see a transfiguration, a renewal for our lives. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus gives us a formula for happiness. In those Beatitudes, we are told what is really important in life, and giving us a hope, a belief in tomorrow. And he concludes the Beatitudes by once again changing, giving an opportunity for us to partake in the divine nature. For the same one who once said, "I am the light of the world," now turns to us and says, "You are the light of the world." Giving us an opportunity, much like the disciples who witnessed the transfiguration, who saw his radiance, much like them, we now have an opportunity to see the fullness of God from the beginning of time. Holy Scripture instructs us that as the creation began, the first thing God willed was let there be light, a light which was independent of any celestial body. It is pure light. It is radiating light. It is healing light. It is the light that is there from the beginning of time and continues forever. And he gives us an opportunity to be that light. Let us read from the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 5. "You are the salt of the earth. But if that salt has lost its taste, how shall its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trodden underfoot by men." Here Jesus uses something as small as a grain of salt to emphasize how important our life is in the big picture. How important you are, because you are that salt of the earth. And that salt is used to flavor life, to give life its meaning, and to preserve the content of all that we have. The content being that inner happiness, that inner strength, the inner pleasure of knowing complete peace. You are the salt of the earth. In Armenian church tradition, a priest blesses the homes of his parishioners. Part of that ritual involves blessing water for the spiritual needs of the family, blessing bread for the physical needs of the family. But equally as important, the priest blesses the salt, because flavor is necessary in life. That is, we are called to the happiness of life, to share in God's love, in God's kingdom, in the goodness that is all around us, including that flavor. You are the salt of the earth. And that saltiness is part of you. You are the flavor. You are the one who gives meaning to what we know as life. Jesus continues to say, "You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hid, nor do men light a lamp and put it under a bushel. But they put it on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. Now Jesus instructs us, since we are the light of the world, since he has given us this special blessing, there is also an equal responsibility. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works, says our Lord, and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. As we wind down this Lenten journey, we find more opportunities of expressing our responsibility in God's creation. You are called to a unique responsibility of being the salt, the flavor of life, of being the light which illuminates the darkness and gives praise to your Heavenly Father. As night falls on the Lenten season, we are given a new responsibility to be the light, to be a shining light, to take over what Christ began so many years ago, to illuminate the darkness. And that darkness is all around us. It's when the sun goes down on our day, as the sun has gone down in the lives of our friends and loved ones who have no hope for tomorrow. It's like when we turn off the switch in a room, as the switch has been turned off in our friends and loved ones who cannot believe in a tomorrow and fail to dream of the good dreams. Today God is calling you to become the light of the world, not to hide yourself under a table, but to put yourself on the light stand. As someone who has gone through this Lenten season, you now have a new responsibility to light the darkness, to become an agent of Christ, to become a pillar of hope where there cannot be hope. You are the salt of the earth to bring flavor to life. You are the light of the world to bring light into the darkness. Let us pray the prayer of Saint Nerses Shnorhali Norasteldziel. In the beginning, the Word newly created the heaven of heavens out of nothing. And the celestial hosts, the watchers, the angels, and the sensible elements, contrary one to the other and yet agreeing, by which the ineffable Trinity is ever glorified. O thou love, in love did you humble yourself and was incarnate for our salvation. In the same body that was crucified and laid in the tomb of death, this day as God did thou raise, and by angels was thou proclaimed. Come, you that are saved, sing with the angels praises to him that is risen. Let us confirm this by saying, Amen. This is Father Voskin inviting you to join us again for the last step in our Lenten journey tomorrow. Until then, please join us at epostle.net. That's Apostolic Evangelism for an expanding and electronic universe.